Mayor Ralph Becker's office recognized five Salt Lake City organizations this week for helping clean up the air by reducing emissions from their buildings. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Cameron Faddis is Facilities Director for Basic Research, a company that manufactures beauty and nutritional products near the airport. He's showing off one of the motors that basically turns the sun into electric power.
This is a power inverter for the photovoltaic system.
A rooftop full of solar panels and other energy efficiency projects here generate more than $500,000 in annual energy savings.
We're currently net zero right now. I don't pay for power. My 250,000 square foot building, the only thing I pay is the surcharges, taxes, and whatnot.
Energy efficiency efforts like these help Basic Research win Salt Lake City's first Skyline Challenge Award for innovation. Other winners included the Salt Lake City School District, the McGillis School, Fidelity Investments, and the property company Newmark Grubbs Acres. The city was one of just 10 chosen nationally to receive grant money for the energy efficiency campaign, which is part of a citywide goal to cut energy consumption 15% by 2020. Peter Nelson is sustainability coordinator for the city, and he says 40% of the pollution on a winter day comes from building emissions.
By improving the efficiency of buildings, we're reducing their contribution to those poor air quality issues.
Nelson said 20 organizations took part in this year's energy saving contest. Next year's Skyline competition gets underway in the fall. Judy Fays, KUER News.